All right. Welcome to another episode of Both Sides of the Bed.
Welcome.
Today's episode is going to be a very interesting episode. This episode happened on the fly. It's very organic. We were supposed to actually shoot something else.
We were.
But we were so inspired to have this conversation. And I think you'll be surprised at where the conversation may go.
You think so?
Yes. But as you can see by the title of today's episode, today we're going to talk about romance. We've been talking a lot about the sex, all the sex. Talk a little bit about love, some therapy, mental health in there.
Therapy.
You know, mm-hmm. Twin flaming. We haven't talked about romance yet.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it.
Hence why I wanted to talk about it, because I feel like I need to look this romance thing in the face and really, you know, see what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm really interested to get your perspective on what romance, what you feel romance is, and like what things feel romantic to you.
Right.
I actually don't know.
Know what?
What you would view as romantic. I know what you would view as sexy or loving or kind or like those things, but like romance?
I don't think I know, so I'm curious to learn.
Let's find out.
Yeah, my experience with romance is very limited. Mm. I'll say that. So yeah, just my whole, when I think of the word and just things that come up, is it's not a whole lot. So I'm ready to unpack that and see what's in there, because I could be romantic. I want to be romantic.
You've been romantic.
I like romantic. Do you think I'm romantic?
I think you can be romantic.
See, you didn't answer the question. I said, do you think I'm romantic?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yes. And no. Both those things can be true that one time.
No, they can't.
I think my desire for romance is quite large. Mm-hmm. So I think you are romantic, but I don't think you're feeling the ridiculous quota of romance that I would want.
1000%, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Respectfully, yeah. It's fine. Yeah. But like, I don't know, I grew up on, I'm definitely like the fairy tale type of girl who's just like an obscene amount of romance.
Yeah, but we could talk about it. There's reasons why.
Okay.
It's not just for nothing. There's reasons why. Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely talk about it. But before we hop into today's episode, if you rock with BSOTB, please take a moment from wherever you're listening to us, wherever you're watching us right now, take a moment. Share your opinion. Let us know how you feel. Help us boost this out to the world so that we all can experience romance together.
Ooh.
Show how much you love us by leaving us a review on your favorite podcast streaming platform.
It would feel so romantic to me and feel so seen and so loved to just get a 5-star review, a comment even, just showing, sharing how much you care. And that you just mess with us, you know, and that you think that, I don't know, when I see something that somebody's reviewed, I feel like it's, I like this so much, I feel like it'll benefit someone else. Because that's what it does, it boosts in the algorithm.
I feel like I get a big hug from anyone who leaves a review. Just, they gave me a big digital hug. Give us a big digital hug, y'all. We're hugging you too, in case you can't see. We are hugging you too. But anyway, let's talk about romance. Yeah. I don't even know how it came up. Like I said, minutes ago, we were getting ready to record something completely different. Totally different vibe.
That's a terrible recall. I couldn't tell you.
Nephew, do you know how romance came up?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. But it was ordained. It was meant for us to talk about romance today. Hopefully, we can help someone.
Including ourselves.
So the reason why I wanted to talk about romance, because you pulled up an interesting definition of romance. And I was just listening from the side of my head and just like...
Listening from the side of your head.
Listening, like I wasn't fully paying attention. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I really do that, or I even think that way about romance, or if I'm even conscious of it in that way. So what was that initial definition of romance that you mentioned?
Okay. Romance, a feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. A quality of feeling of mystery, excitement, and remoteness from everyday life.
Yeah, the excitement and the mystery. That's what made me think, like, oh shit. Do I bring a lot of that to our relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like excitement in different ways, but not in like the ways that you'll see in your, you know, your favorite romance movie.
Yeah.
Or like the way that you just envision romance to be. I feel like I'm not that type of romantic, or like the mysterious, like you have no idea what's coming and then boom, it just happens kind of romance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I didn't have that. That's just not something that just comes naturally to me, because I have no examples of that in my life, nor have I ever had anyone in my past that made me go there or like even develop the skill of romance, because I'm sure you can call it a skill. I don't think that it necessarily just comes. You gotta, you know, learn, pick up things and learn how to do it. But, and it made me think, and I just started feeling like not quite insecure, but like, I don't know, like exposed to myself. Like, oh damn, shit, am I romantic? So then we started putting it together and I started looking up different definitions, because I'm like, is that really the only way that romance works? And then I found a definition that really aligned with how I move in my romantic expression. And mine that I found is, being romantic is about expressing love and dedication in a way that's intentional, unmistakable, and deeply affectionate. It often involves dramatic or passionate gestures. Those smaller actions that indicate enduring affection can also be romantic. So yeah, that felt really good to me, because intentional and unmistakable, I definitely know I hit those. Mm. I checked those boxes.
You are very intentional.
Very intentional. Like, and you'll know when I do something like, oh, I really thought this out.
Yeah.
Because I know that you'll care.
Very thorough.
Yeah. And I feel like that's romantic. The intention and the thoughtfulness is like probably for me the highest level of romance, that you remember these things about this person, you know these things that would make them really feel your love, you care enough to remember, and you know how to express it in a way that resonates with them now and that really makes them feel seen and loved. So I take pride in that one, but I know that the bigger gestures are what really gets highlighted. Mm-hmm. You know, the getaway vacations,
yeah,
and the elaborate dinners and the surprise gifts, like the fucking Jeep with the rainbow. I mean, with the ribbon, the Jeep with the ribbon parked in the garage, you know, that kind of thing. And I think there's a place for all of those things. But I think that maybe sometimes the smaller, more consistent things do get overlooked.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One thing you just said about intentionality, that's kind of like the bulk of what the definition of romance I resonated with says. It says romance can be defined as moving intentionally when it comes to relationships and being really intentional about doing things that would make that person feel seen and feel good. And then another one that I found, it says romance is a concept that varies from society to society and roughly implies some sort of courtship behavior. An act is considered romantic if it fits the culturally prescribed criteria for eliciting a feeling of romantic affection in another person. And I think like what you just said about the Jeep and the ribbon, that's very like in our culture, in our society, that is deemed as romantic. I more so, it's like, you know, a big gift is cool and all, but I just want flowers. Like, I just think that, like, the smaller things just, like, mean a lot to me. Like, if you know this, like, one thing that I thought was really romantic that nobody in our society will probably think is romantic when I say it. We were eating, I forgot what we were eating soup. And you, like, prepared our bowls and, like, brought it over. And you brought me the little spoon. And I love the little spoon, and you used to give me the big spoon, but I feel like the big spoon is just like, it's just too much food to put in my mouth. So I always eat with the littler spoon. And when you brought it, I just felt so seen. Just like, he really pays attention to me. Like, and that felt really romantic to me. Just like those little micro moments of like, I'm actually paying attention to what you like, to what you prefer, what you desire, and I'm providing those things for you. Mm-hmm. Not to say like, you know, gifts aren't a beautiful thing or, you know, something that everybody appreciates, but it's like those little moments for me that goes a long way.
Yeah. But I wasn't thinking,
yeah,
oh, let me be romantic. I was just, let me just love on my woman. I know she wants the little spoon. Let me give her the little spoon.
But that's being intentional.
Yeah.
And like, that's what romance is being intentional with something as small as getting a spoon.
Yeah. But I'll keep it real though. When we brought up the topic romance, and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about like ways that I know that I haven't expressed romance. with like the super elaborate dinners. Like we've gone on a few dinners, and I would say that, you know, definitely a few of them have been romantic, but like, you know, when you hire the band to come over and play the violin in front of the table.
I would hate that.
You wouldn't like that?
No, I would not like that.
Huh, well, good to know.
Yeah. I don't want somebody singing to me ever. I don't like that type of thing. Though it's so funny, like, as we're talking about this, I thought about like those flash mobs where like they're just like in the middle of Times Square or something and everybody just starts dancing. And I thought, like, would I really like that? I would like that for 2 seconds.
A flash mob dancing? What do you
mean? Yeah. Do you know what a flash mob dancing is?
I know what a flash mob is, a mob that appears out of nowhere in a flash.
Yeah, and they just start dancing the same choreography.
Okay.
Like, that's like a romantic gesture that happens.
Oh, like
in
to dance for you.
Yeah, but like you're like in the middle of, but you're like in the center of it, and like all these people are doing the stuff.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And you can like hire flat, you can just hire them. I would like that for 2 seconds, and then I would be wildly uncomfortable. Like, I don't like stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I don't want the violin. I really don't like people singing to me. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was funny when you told me that.
It's so uncomfortable. I hate it. I hate it.
I really wish I could sing, though. I feel like I would hate it. If I could sing, you would hate that?
I mean, I genuinely love when you sing now. It, like, brings me so much joy. But I think if you just, like, could sing a little better, like, to the point where you could make, like, an album, I wouldn't enjoy it as much. And I think I like you singing. I know I like you singing now because only I get to hear it. You don't really sing for anybody else. Mm. So I feel like me, like, oh yeah, I get this benefit. This is my man and I get to hear it. So that part of it, like, I love. And it just brings me so much joy. If you were just like singing to me, I said this story to you so many times, but I'll say it again. I was on a date with this guy and we're on, he didn't live in New York, so he was like visiting. And we're like in the train and I'm just like holding the pole in New York Transit, living my life. And he just starts singing.
Loud.
Yes. And at first it's like, I'm like, this can't be him. So I'm like, kind of like, where is this coming from? It's him. And I'm like, why the fuck are you doing this right now? It was so uncomfortable. And I'm looking around like, you're ruining, like, these New Yorkers just trying to go home. Like, they just want to go home. Like, you're not even asking for their money. You're just, this is, what's that word? Disturbing the peaks, like, I just did not understand.
Did they like it? Huh? Did they seem to like it? The people?
No, they were New Yorkers trying to go home. What do you think? What do you honestly
If he was
believe?
Good, they would like it. They would applaud.
There was no applause.
Was he good?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Can you please stop?
You asked him to stop?
Yes! Because he kept going, because, like, he did it once, and I was like, okay, glad that's over. And it's just like, da 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 da.
Like a whole song?
Like, maybe 20 seconds.
Okay.
And then he like burst out in song and I was like, look, we don't have to do this. Like, please stop.
Man.
I don't like it. So stuff like that doesn't feel romantic to me. It feels just really awkward. It's like, I can't sing back. It's just, I don't know.
But what if I sung to you in public?
We should keep that in the house.
So it's a house thing.
It's a house thing.
Because you're ashamed of my singing.
No, because it's just for me.
Because it's cute and not good.
It's a novelty.
That's why you like it, because it's cute and not good.
It is good. It's just not album worthy.
But why can't we go outside?
I don't like the attention
it draws. You're embarrassed.
Oh my God.
My voice.
Relax. I don't like the attention it draws. It's just weird.
But not if I like tried to do a whole thing. What if we're just walking down the street and I'm singing pretty loudly? But it's just us.
Like what? Give me an example, since you want to do it so publicly.
I didn't want to do it in front of thousands of people, thank you.
Oh, okay.
On a microphone, thank you.
That's what it feels like for me. When I'm with someone, they just start singing. Like, it's a lot.
Mm. Well, I'll make sure I never sing or get the band for
don't
you.
Don't get the band.
No band.
I went on a whole thing, I'm sorry. That was a traumatizing experience, guys.
No, I get it. It's also good to know that it never happens. But I feel like I definitely got the small, consistent gestures of romance pretty well now. We haven't taken a bath in a while, but you know, I'll run your bath, or we'll take a shower together, or I'll massage you, or we cuddle up watching a good movie. We haven't watched a good one recently because movies and TV been trash since the strike. But, you know, we've gone to picnics and beach days.
I miss the beach day.
Yeah. Some nice dinners, things like that, you know?
But like you were talking about the big romantic dinner where the violin comes. For me, if you wanted to do like a romantic thing with dinner, I would like if you picked me out a dress and was just like, wear this, like those type of things. Like I got you a dress and like, you know me so well that it's my size, it's my style. And then we go off to dinner and it's like just quiet, it's intimate. It's like, I don't know, has a good view. And I don't know, diamonds are involved maybe. If you want to really go all out and do that thing, sure. But that would be cool. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily need the diamonds. I was honestly joking. But like if you wanted to do that, like a dinner type of romance thing, cool. Right. A mariachi band, a violin, like they don't have to be a part of it.
Right. Yeah. And I will say that I feel like I just haven't been tapped into the more grander gestures of romance. Not even like the grandest thing, like, you know, fly you to Italy. We go tomorrow. Just you have a bag packed and we go tomorrow. Like that's romantic and also like a flex kind of thing. But I feel like I just haven't been tapped into romance because I have no reference point of real romance in my real life. Like I've never seen my parents be romantic. Never.
My parents are so romantic.
I haven't seen
my parents
anything.
And my stepdad. He was so romantic to my mom. They were so annoying. His name is Peter, so she would call him Sweeter. <It's a> gag. And he would call my mom Sweetness. And they would write, he would write her like little poems, like almost every time he would come over. So he has like little cards and he like, she like collected them. He has them after she passed. She like, we found like a box of all of them.
Mm.
But just be like, my sweetness, I love the deep depths of your eyes and I look forward to coming back and seeing them. Sweeter. It would be like, okay. like that was like their romantic thing. And then with my dad, he would travel for work a lot and he would always bring her back a sterling silver anklet. And she wore them all at one time. And she would just like on each ankle have like 10.
Mm.
But like that was their thing.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. I don't think I've ever seen a candle lit next to my parents, let alone them light it themselves.
Crazy.
Never.
Lit next to my parents.
Never. So yeah, I don't have that reference point. And I've never cared enough about any woman in my past or girlfriend, you know, from high school on that made me even want to go there.
Mm.
Like I can express love. I can express affection. I'm still working on the affection thing. I've come a long way, but the affection part was hard for me for a long time.
With me?
No, I started getting better. You've helped make it easy to be affectionate because you're so affectionate. Mm. So it's like very welcoming, affectionate energy and inspires me to tap into my affectionate side just naturally. Mm. But yeah, prior to you, I haven't had a lot of affection. But I struggled a lot on the affection. So I damn sure didn't have romance.
Yeah.
I know how to do the flowers thing, but I will say I do most of the flowers that I get is there's a reason why. I don't do so much of the just grabbing the flowers just cause. Yeah, it's happened before, but I don't do it as much as I can.
Mm.
But yeah, so it's definitely due to lack of seeing it in my actual life, lack of being inspired by the women that I've dated to even go there. So that was the biggest thing. But by the time that we got together, COVID hit. So it was like we couldn't go out on the dates and yeah. I couldn't go buy the gifts and we just couldn't do a lot of stuff. We was just in the house for a whole year, year and a half. So like that initially made it a little challenging to tap into romance when it was already hard for me. And then we were just going through our relationship challenges, which I was just trying to hold on to the liking you part where it was like, my inspiration for the romance was not high.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to love you, period, and like you, period. So the extra, I love you very much. Love you very much.
You like me?
I like you a lot. Yeah, but we had to work on that. Yeah. So it was harder for me to even go and think about how to give all this extra attention to romance.
Yeah.
But I'm there now. I'm there now, for sure. And I want to even do, I want to do the smaller things even more consistently. And I want to start adding the bigger things.
Yeah.
I didn't like that feeling. I'm like, yeah, I'm not the most romantic and I don't like that.
I feel like with, like you mentioned, like the surprise trip to Italy and your bags already packed. I would hate that. I would honestly, I would hate my, that's not true. I would hate my bag already being packed. That would stress me out.
Because it's not packed the way you want it packed.
That and like whatever particular things you might not know. Like my menstrual cup, for example. Do you know where I keep my menstrual cup?
Not at all.
Exactly. So like how long are we going to be in Italy? Am I going to get my period? Now I got to deal with tampons. It's just like something as small as that would just like annoy my trip. Now I have to spend $40 on something that I have to like just purchase. It lasts 6 months. So like,
so romance would just be
the romance is we're going to Italy. You have to pack now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer like 48 hours.
This needs to be a 24 hour. Do nothing else with your day, but prepare yourself for Italy.
Exactly. Yes. Like maybe I want to wax, like, I need to like prepare. I want to do my nails. It takes a few hours for that.
Mm-hmm.
So like that would be romantic to me. Like I love you. So I got you this trip and I know you. So I gave you the time to make sure you have every, like what I want to go shopping. Like if we're ever traveling, I want at least one new outfit.
Mm.
So I need time to do that. And I also want to get new outfits in Italy. So like also know that.
Right. I got you.
But like that's what a romantic surprise trip would look like for me.
I got you. We're also our trip to Bali with a partner's massage over the never-ending pool. What do they call it? The endless pools?
Infinity pools.
Yeah. Looking over the ocean and the islands and stuff like that.
Like any surprise that you have in the other country, I am down. I am open. But I just want to be able to prepare properly. So I would hate to be on a beach somewhere and you packed one swimsuit, but I really would have liked the other. Like that would just...
Not romantic.
No.
Gotcha. So do you think you're romantic since you're so tapped into romance?
I don't know. I had the same feelings that you were saying when that you were having when we started having the conversation of just like, I know what, like just as a girl, romance is kind of just like in everything that we watch and everything. It's just, it's everywhere.
The receiving of it. Right.
So I was like, I know exactly how I want to receive romance, but like, I honestly don't know what would be romantic to you. And then because you're not the most romantic, I don't know. I just don't even know what you would perceive as romantic. So I honestly, I don't know.
But your version of romance for me would be much different than my version of romance for you.
Absolutely. 1000%. I know that too.
I wouldn't want any of the things that you would want to feel like you're being romantic with me.
Like what I would do for you?
Yeah, damn sure yeah. Don't want no flowers.
I wouldn't get you flowers.
Yeah. I feel like if you gave me some mushrooms, that would be like some exotic mushrooms. That would be like, more equivalent to flowers for me.
I feel like we both did very romantic gestures for each other for that first birthday we had with one another.
I would say the things that I thought were romantic and I really liked that really made me feel romance is when you would write me notes and you would kiss them with your lip gloss or your lipstick. I miss those. You haven't done that in a little while.
I haven't done that in a while.
I really like those little notes.
I didn't know you did.
Yeah, little loving notes, little freaky notes. I love those. Yeah, random places. I love those.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or cleaning the house with love and like really... Mm. Making it known that you cleaned and like what you cleaned and like leaving the note with the clean.
Mm.
That's romantic to me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's romantic to me. I'm trying to think other things that I would think are romantic. Like if you had like a foot bath and my robe ready and with like massage, so I can get my foot bath while I watch the Knicks and you rub my back in my robe with my favorite meal. Like stuff like that is romantic because it shows you care. You're making effort and you're doing the things that I enjoy that make me feel good.
Mm.
Other than that, I don't know. Like if you surprised us with a trip, I won't really feel like it's romance.
Because it's your money.
even if it was your money, I wouldn't feel like it's romance. I feel like it's love, but I feel like it's my job to do the trips. So it's like, this ain't romantic to me. It's just like, I got to think about now how you went and did this when I am the one that does this thing.
Yeah, no, it works because I don't want to plan a trip.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's it poses an interesting question. Like,
what is romance?
Is romance a one-sided kind of thing?
I don't think so. I think, like I said, our birthdays that we did, like your 32nd birthday, do you think that was romantic?
What specifically about my 32nd birthday?
I surprised you with the beach day with the tent.
I don't know. I don't know. Cause
I got you shrooms.
No, you did. It was great. I felt all the love. I felt all of your love.
It's a lot of love.
What I call it, romance. And that's the thing. Like,
I surprised him with a tent on a beach. It was a really cool tent. Very trippy. We had.
You didn't surprise me though. I knew all the stuff.
I didn't tell you the stuff. You know what? You didn't know all the stuff.
I knew the tent. We had to get the tent. Like, you had certain things that you added for sure. And I'm not like trying to shit on the fact that you did it. I'm not trying to do that.
No,
but
no,
it wasn't like. But like, if it was a full blown surprise, like.
It was set up.
That's very different than what we did.
That's true. Okay. I can appreciate that. It wasn't a surprise. I'm not romantic at all. I'm not even going to tell the story now.
Don't say that.
It's okay.
You know what would be romantic? You know what would actually be romantic for me? If we went and we went on vacation or something and we made a lady friend.
I knew you were going to go this way.
Because you know me. See? You're so romantic. You just know me. But no, we made a lady friend. And like, we had a good time wherever we was. And then we came back home. And then I had no idea you exchanged numbers with them. And like, you've been keeping in contact. And then all of a sudden, you surprised me with them here or something like that.
Like in the States?
Yeah, like here in New York. And like, you brought them to the house and like, maybe... we went out to dinner or something and like they're there and you set the whole thing up. Like, that would be romantic to me. That would be, it's like, that's a lot of effort. It's a lot of coordination. That's a lot of remembering I really like this person. That's a lot of like, you know, bringing somebody in our mix. It's a lot of, it's a lot of things. Like, something like that would be romantic to me. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not a huge romance guy. I just feel like romance is more for women, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't think men really care about romance. I don't feel like that's a man need for romance.
One thing that I'm getting, and tell me if I'm wrong, but one thing that I'm getting about what you view as romance is service.
That's the closest thing.
Yeah.
Because that's, yeah, it's effort. Like, it doesn't take effort to say words. You could just open your mouth and say words. So yeah, it's the service. That's the extra effort, and that is what I equate to romance coming from my woman, but also thoughtful effort. If it's easy, it can be love, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's romance. If you could just make a phone call or hit Amazon real quick and order something online or whatever the case is, I don't necessarily equate that to romance unless it's a very thoughtful gift. Mm. Yeah.
What, define a thoughtful gift?
Something that you know that I would enjoy based on our past history, something that came up, something that reminds me of something that I lost, something that you know I really care about, something that you know I really want for a deep-seated reason, and you go and get it, as opposed to just getting something you know I just like.
Like the book.
Exactly. That was the most romantic shit ever. In case y'all didn't catch it on a previous episode, so there's this book that I really, really loved, like in my early 20s, and I gave it to somebody I was talking to at the time, trying to be romantic and enlighten her ass, and she lost my shit, and I didn't have it for so many years, and it was a book that really helped me on my own just spiritual journey and just growth as a man.
They had limited copies.
Yeah, and I scoured the internet for it, and I could not find it for anything. And I pretty much just gave up on it. I told you about it, and I feel like it didn't even take you that long. Maybe like a month or so, And then you found the book and surprised me with it randomly.
Yeah.
On a random ass day. That was some romantic shit right there. Yes. And now I have it forever. Now I never thought I'd see that book again. Yeah, so something like that, because I knew that was not easy.
It wasn't.
Finding that damn book.
Expensive book.
It's like you had to go to the dark web for that book. So yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. But other than that, other than those kind of gestures,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you love me and you did a thing that's it's loving and it still holds weight. But like romance, I just don't feel like men value romance. Like, we don't care about that. I don't think I speak for all men, but I know a lot of men, like, that's just not something that we care so much about. So in the world of romance, it's more of service based things, not even buying the gift, because you know the way life's set up, we're supposed to be the ones like financing things. So it's like we gotta think about, oh damn, you had to spend this money on us. I don't know, I just like the you spending the money on something for us, unless it's, again, really thoughtful and meaningful. Like, don't just buy me some Jordans. I don't think that's romantic. It's a nice gift. It means you love me and you give me something I like. But I don't think Jordans is romantic. That's kind of easy at the end of the day. You just go buy some Jordans. And I don't think it's bad, but I think romance is, for the most part, reserved for women, I would say. Or it's the most beneficial for women, or most valued by women, I would say.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I think, like in our love language episode, we talked about how like my gifts portion was like 0%. It was like, it was really non-existent. And I took it, and you didn't believe it. So I took the test like 3 times and it was just very consistently, like, I don't really mess with gifts. Mostly because like I'm very particular and it's like I know what I want. So I'd much rather you be like, hey, I want to get you something. What would you like? Or like, let's go shopping. And then you let me pick the things out, or I get the money and I get to do what I want with it. Like, that I would prefer as far as like a day-to-day gift. But a romantic gift for me is like, I would like those.
What?
Like, really, the only thing that comes to mind for me is diamonds. I like diamonds. And I feel like, I don't know, I like kind of always put in my mind that like, I will get diamonds when my man will get me diamonds, which is like, you know, such a stupid girl thing to think. But I don't know, it just like holds weight into it. And it, like all the diamonds that I ever had, like my father gave me, with the exception of this ring. And I don't know, just like how it holds weight for me. And like and I have like particular diamonds that I want. Like, I want a diamond tennis bracelet, and I want a diamond choker, tennis necklace, a diamond ring, like those types of things. But they're also like, I want it to like be a milestone thing. So like, you know, a ring would obviously signify us being ready to like take that next step and signifying that we're really ready to do that. I want a choker for, I want to wear it for our wedding day to like signify like our collar, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want the bracelets. I think it would be cute and match the necklace. But like those types of things is like, if you want to get me a gift that, and also it's just like you going out your way to pick it out. I would recommend talking to Samia because she knows me very well. And it's just like just the act of doing that research and asking the sister and going out of your way to spend the money and doing that type of work. And I also worked in jewelry for like 6 years. And I saw like what men deciding, trying to figure out what works best for the woman, going even outside their budget, which I'm not asking you to do, but just like witnessing that happen because they want this thing for their woman. Just like seeing that whole process, I think it's just really beautiful. So those are only like types of gifts that I would want where I'm not really a part of the choosing.
I feel like with the gifts and the traveling and things like that, I feel like it's very easy for those things to be masked in romance, but honestly just be a gift for the sake of getting an effect.
Yeah.
Like, no, you know, like it's like at the end of the day, it's easy to buy diamonds if you just have the money, or it's easy to buy the gift or fly a woman to some exotic island or something like that if you have the money. So it makes me think that the romance really is more so about the intention behind the gift and what that means.
1,000%. Like I was just saying about the diamonds, like the way that I view them and the way that I would want to receive them would have some underlying meaning towards it. It wouldn't just be like, here's, you know, a diamond this or a diamond that. Like, I don't want a bunch of them either. Like, I'm very simplistic when it comes to jewelry. So I want something that I can hold and that I can have and can grow with and also pass on.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I think the same thing. Like, I don't think that romance is, like, tied to a dollar amount. Like, which is why, like, the romantic things I saw, like, my stepdad do for my mom, like, I thought it was just so beautiful, and she, like, held on to them. And that was their thing, just, like, notes. My dad used to do poetry with my mom. So, like, very romantic men in my experience. But it was all free things. It was just, like, I'm going to take my time and my energy to, like, put words together in my brain, write it down in this paper, see my handwriting, and I gift this to you. Like, I think that is so romantic. But I can't, when I was preparing for the episode briefly, because like you said, this was on the spot, I came across this article, and they have just a few points that I want to read. It says, a romantic person is thoughtful. And I think that's everything that we kind of described, of just like putting thought and energy and time into doing something for someone. So whether it's diamonds, whether it's Bali, whether it's those types of things, it's like, that's time and energy, yes. But even if it's just, I was walking home from work or walking home from wherever, and I saw these flowers and they made me think of you. Like, not just let me grab her flowers because I know she likes flowers, but like, I was inspired and I thought of you. So I bought these things for you. Like, I think that's a really beautiful thing. Like, it's just, like you were saying, of just like feeling inspired to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I want my love, that the love that I give you, to inspire you to want to do something, rather than this is a romantic thing to do around Valentine's Day. It's just like cute. But then it becomes like this, like, expected arbitrary thing of just like, here's your obligated flowers, bitch. It's like, I don't want that.
Right.
I want the inspiration of it all.
Right. But question for you, would you say that a romantic gesture is specifically for the receiver, or is the romantic gesture something that both the giver and the receiver should be able to enjoy together?
1,000% the latter. 1,000%.
Because I didn't think about that. I'm thinking, yeah, I guess I should be enjoying the thing that's happening as well, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like then at the end of the day, for me, what would feel romantic is a gesture that brings us closer together and feel and helps us feel more connected. By this thing happening, by this gift being given, by us going to this place, by us eating this meal, by us taking this bath, by us lighting these candles, by whatever it is, it makes us feel that much more connected.
Yeah.
That's what will make me feel like this is romantic. Because I was thinking about, like, if we went to a spa and we had like couples massages, and
that's
like
bonding.
We were cuddled up in the sauna, maybe had like a good conversation. Maybe we just got through a hard time or something together, and it was very relaxed and chill, but like, we're very present with each other and just feel good. Like, that would feel romantic to me.
Okay.
Even though it's simple, but it's like, if I end up feeling more connected to you through this experience, that's romantic to me. Even if I was the one that bought the spa.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. I thought you were going a different direction. That's why I said that's just bonding. But I see what you mean, of just like that real intentional time. And like, that was the other point on here of, it says a romantic person is attentive. It's just like being attentive to, we just went through a hard time and we just need to decompress with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let me hold you in this sweaty sauna and just be present with you.
Yeah.
That's a really beautiful thing. I think that, I think that romance is necessary, but I think it's also necessary to define what it means for you as an individual and you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you just said about, like, it should be something that's enjoyable for you both. Like, it's not romantic to me if I you know, get this diamond bracelet, but you were stressed trying to pay for it, or now you're in debt because of it, or you kind of think it's ugly, but you got it because you know I like it. Like, that's just not as enjoyable for me.
Right.
Like, I want you to, when I put it on, you feel like, wow, she really loves that. Like this teapot, I think it was so cute. And I love that you keep commenting on how much I use it. And it's like, you see me using this teapot constantly, multiple times a day now, and you feel good seeing me use it. Mm-hmm. And you feeling good about me feeling good makes me feel even better. And I think that we need to like put less monetary stuff in romance and really give it its meaning back. Mm-hmm. Like when we were even looking stuff up, romance and love were both so interchangeable online, and it's really the same thing. It's just really like, how can I really express this love? Mm-hmm. That's all romance really is. It's just the expression of love. Mm-hmm. How can I express that I really care about you, I really like you, I'm really inspired by the way you think, the way you move, the way you speak.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's also timely. I think the strongest levels of romance happen when the romantic gesture happens in a timely way, when either you least expect it, mm-hmm, or when like you most need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something comes up that makes you go and do the thing. I think that also plays a big part in the romance, how timely it is. And not just cause it can't just be just cause, but it really hits when it's like, hey, I really needed that right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think also like we just talked about how it should be something that can be like dually shared, but also just selfless, being selfless, like selflessly giving or selflessly expressing because you know that person needs it, or because you just know they'll like it.
Yeah.
Like that's also important.
Yeah.
It's important to just be selfless sometimes.
Yeah, the giving just because it makes them happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not harming or burdening yourself in the process.
Right. Absolutely. So what would you say? Because, again, I still do feel like romance heavily leans in the woman's favor in terms of really being able to feel it and benefit from it. So what would you say that are just like general things that women deem romantic? From your experience.
I'm trying to think of non-monetary thing. Planning a date that is outside the norm, or maybe outside the comfort zone of a man, especially in today's society. Like something that came to mind is like planning a picnic, but like having like a super large comfy blanket and like having food that, you know, y'all both enjoy. And it's like for me, proper cutlery, like and finding the perfect spot, not just like planning it. Like, I know this perfect tree, and that like when we sit here, you'll be able to see the sunset, and like the vibes are there, and it's like beautiful. You picked the perfect weather day. It's like all those like intentional things you paid attention to. And that's different from like, hey, you want to go on a picnic? Like, yeah. And you put it together and you go on out and you just kind of fumble upon a spot. It's very different. It's about the intention. I think that women would really appreciate that. I think women would appreciate poems or cards or notes. I think that a lot of men would probably find that like, I'm not doing that, or like no woman really wants that. But I think this, like, because it's so feminine, if you will, and it puts men in their feminine for a moment of just like, let me express this in this way. It's outside the norm, and that makes it romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna do this for you, so outside of my common way of being. Because, you know, there are some men who, you know, love poetry and love notes, much like my stepfather and my father. But I don't think that's the norm.
I think the notes will be easier to come by because you don't have to worry about rhyming or making it sound super beautiful. You know, you kind of can just speak your mind and say how you feel. Mm-hmm. But the poetry, you know, it might be a little more challenging for the
It's the challenge verbally that's what challenged. Makes it romantic.
But we would worry about if it just sounds stupid or like we just can't put something together that sounds poetic.
I would love like a Dr. Seuss level poem. I would. Like that would, I would be elated. I would probably like laminate it and hang it like in my closet. I hang a bunch of stuff in my closet. I would put it in like my notebook. I have like this little special folder area. Mm. Like I would like roses are red. Those flowers are dead, but you keep me alive deep inside. I don't fucking know. Something. Something just like so cheesy and like a child probably wrote, could have wrote this. Like that would mean so much to me personally. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't have to be good. It's not about it being good. It's about the effort. Mm-hmm. And if it's good, it's a bonus. It's mm-hmm. just like, wow. And it's like pretty dope.
Good to know.
But I would be in the group chat with my friends talking about this poem, whether it was, you know, something that should be in history books or something that Dr. Seuss wouldn't even put in his book. Like,
right.
Regardless, I would treat it the same way.
Good to know. I got some notes. You know, I used to rap. It's the same thing.
It is the same.
Put some words together. I'm gonna make some music for you. What if I made a song for you? Would you like that?
I would love hate it.
Love hate it.
I would love hate it.
I don't want you to love hate it. I want you to love it.
I would. You know what it is? It's like the whole singing thing and the music thing and then like making the song thing. It makes me feel, I don't know. It makes me cringe personally. And it makes me feel like, I don't know. Like I start thinking about like, what does the other person feel about how maybe I feel about it? It's like, I get too in my head about it. So it's like that part is like the hate part. I would absolutely love if he did something like that for me though.
I could do some spoken word.
But then it's also like, how do I retell? Like, I'm not making you a rap album. Like, I'm just not doing that for you. I'm sorry. This is beyond my capacity. I'll paint you something.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
That's romantic. That's romantic.
Yeah.
I feel like romance is, it's kind of dead though.
I knew you were going to say that. Romance is not dead and it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of been pushed to the side and there's just a lot of drama and trauma and working through issues and worrying about body counts and
yeah.
who got the most money and all this other stuff. Yeah. And sexual performance anxiety and cheating and all these other things that go into the interactions that we have. I just feel like romance is not prioritized because there's so much other shit going on and having to work through and deal with that. I just don't be seeing a lot of romance around. I don't be seeing my friends even doing a lot of romance with their women like that. It's like it's this special occasion. It's our anniversary or it's Valentine's Day or it's their birthday. And then you do the things. Okay, it's romantic, but it's like, we know what it is. You had to do something, so we had to do this romantic gesture. And not to take away from those things are needed on those days. But how do you genuinely feel?
Yeah, how do you keep
doing the thing in the first place?
Also, like, how do you keep romance alive in your day-to-day lives?
Right.
Like, I think you are right that there's so many different things plaguing today's society when it comes to relationships, when it comes to how we view our partners and how we express that love. I think there's a lot of fear of being uncomfortable. So even what you said about, you know, like, I don't want to do a poem because, like, what if it comes off like dumb or just doesn't rhyme or is as bad as the one that I freestyled earlier. I think that, like, we get so in our heads that it's preventing us from, like, fully living,
mm-hmm.
fully living in love, fully living in the romance and the act of being intentional with your partner and like showing that you are paying attention. Cause that's really, I think true romance is like, it's like proof of I'm paying attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you. I think a lot of it is dead. I can't remember the last time one of my girlfriends told me that they had some romantic gesture from any of their spouses, no matter, like, you know, what gender their partner is. And it doesn't really happen as much anymore.
Right. And it's like, it's not in the music like that anymore. I wouldn't even say there's a lot of romantic movies that are good that come out.
I feel like all romantic movies now, it like has like this, it's really like, okay, you found this person, maybe like you caught each other's eye, and then the next thing you know, like they disappear and you never see them again, but they're like in your memory. Then there's always like this, I don't want to say trauma, but there's like the struggle that has to happen to get to the love. But that's the whole story.
Like The Notebook. I thought that movie was mad romantic, but it was like they were together, and then they lost each other, but and they came back.
The reason it was romantic was the whole ending of it, where they're older and she doesn't remember anything, so he's recalling everything for her. The actual story was kind of sad and traumatic, but the romantic part was like, I'm still here with you. I still love you, even though you don't remember me.
Mm-hmm.
That's an open room.
I don't think so. I think she remembers. I'm like, I don't remember her not remembering anything.
I could have sworn that's a Notebook.
Nah, there was memory. They didn't forget. It was just like they were together, and then...
It wasn't one of them like in a home?
Nah, they were together, and then they had to split up because... I forgot why they had to split up, but they split up and they moved in separate places, and then they came back together later in life, not that much later, and they were writing notes. One of them was writing in a Notebook. Clearly, we haven't seen a Notebook in a while. But I promise you, nobody lost their memory. You're looking it up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked up how did it end. It says, upon recovering, despite not being permitted, Duke sneaks into Allie's room at night. She instantly recognizes him. Why is she recognizing him if she didn't remember him in the first place?
No, because a random person is sneaking in her room.
I promise you that she forgot. Whatever,
didn't say nothing about that. See?
Did Allie...
It wasn't even that good of a romantic movie, because we don't even know this shit. The last romantic movie that
Allie
know,
has Alzheimer's disease.
She does.
Yes.
This is the
Noah
Notebook.
Believes that reading to her their memories, the Notebook, helps her remember. And the doctor tells him it's pointless, but at one point after finishing their love story, Allie remembers everything perfectly and seems to be back to her old self. Bam.
My bad. See, I'm not romantic enough. I don't even know. My bad. But yes, like the Notebook. Yes. Yeah, we don't have that. I don't know. I feel like the temperature in the air is just, it's not inspiring a lot of romance out here. I feel like it's a lot of survival.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fighting. It's a lot of just clashing and working through things. Like even with us, we had a lot of challenges that prevented us from being able to be in our romantic space that we would love to be.
I was just about to say that. I think that that's why it's not happening. There's a lot of right now the more romantic thing to do with your partner is heal, which is honestly romantic. That's a beautiful thing, and I think that, you know, we had our little healing era where we had to go through our stuff, our individual stuff and our together stuff, and figure it out how we can do this thing in a cohesive, synchronistic way, and now that we have figured that out, or like at least at the, you know, have that foundation of figuring it out, we can now consider romance and figure out how to do those things
right. Actually, I want to tap more into romance. Actually, I was just looking online and I found like a nice little list of things, and I thought this is a good little start. So we'll go through a few of them. Some as simple as telling your person that you love them often. We do that all day. Mm-hmm. Writing love letters. I'm gonna get into the love letters. Engaging in more sensual foreplay. I think that's a really good one. Like we got the Mod candle.
Yeah,
the Mod candle that turns into massage oil. I think that's dope.
Yeah,
I love to pull something out like that. That's like a new interesting way of foreplay. More slow connected, emotionally connected sex. I think that's very romantic. And again, because by doing this thing, it brings us closer together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Planning romantic getaways.
Before you go back, sorry. We have tried slow sex so many times, And
not so many times.
We've tried it enough times. And like, you always joke and say that I don't like slow sex. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't think it's us sometimes. And I don't think that we need to have slow sex to have romantic sex. Like, I would argue that the sex we had last night was romantic. Because it was
passionate.
But like, what's the difference?
I guess, right?
But I just want to say, like, I don't think it needs to be slow and, you know, that type of thing in order for it to be romantic. I think it needs to be intentional. Like, yeah. I don't think that having a slow, intimate, I don't want to say intimate, but a slow type of sex is any more romantic than, you know, a fast-paced spanking, slapping in the air. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's any less romantic if the intention is there.
No, I agree. But I do think there's a certain element to the slowness that forces you to
be present,
be still and present. Yeah, not distracted by the slaps or the words that you say or the toys,
where it's like,
I'm just staring you in your eyes and I'm slowly experiencing all of you. Mm. Yeah, and I'm patient.
Romantic.
See, I got a little something in there. I want to do more of that. I do want to do it. It's so funny because I think in that area, though I don't desire it on a high level, I feel like I desire that more than you do.
That's not true.
I just feel like you're good if we just never have sex like that.
No, that's not true.
It just be seeming like it.
For me, I like balance. I want both at the same time. I want like 5 minutes of that, then 5 minutes of slapping, then 5 minutes of like some mid-ground.
Mm-hmm.
I just need, I would prefer like a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which one are we going to get in this section of sex?
I don't like mixing them.
And I think that's where we differ. I like to mix them.
Not that I don't like to mix
off, them. I like to start off slow, look into your eyes. Oh my God, I love you. Next thing you know, you stupid whore, take this dick. And then next thing you know, like, look in your eyes. You took it so well, beautiful. You're my princess. Like, balance.
Yeah, not because I take it. As soon as I said it, I'm like, no, that's a lie. I do like mixing them. I like the intimate stuff. And then I like being wildly disrespectful. And then like, celebrating how well you did during everything. Like, I like that. But I know that I want there to be space for me to just experience the fullness of just one. And I know the romantic side is like the more challenging side. This doesn't come the easiest. So I don't really know what that looks like fully within itself. So I want to challenge myself to just go there, stay there, and experience what that is like.
No, I'm down.
Yeah, so I would like that. So
every
funny.
Every time we have done it, whether it was in full or in sections, it's always been beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it just as much as I love anything we do.
But like that video we were watching, like this video, Instagram reel, where this couple was doing like kind of tantric style stuff where the dude, he was sitting and like breathing, and then like the woman would touch his back as he inhaled, and then she would travel her fingers up his head and then like come down in front, down to his genitals, as it said in the reel. And then he breathed out as she held his genitals, and then he would breathe back in. And it was like this very rhythmic, cyclical kind of thing happening. And it was felt very connected. Like they were there, their spirits was connected. And I just feel like there's a lot of love in that kind of exercise. That could be very romantic. Imagine candles all around the room with some incense and some Sade playing very gently in the background. Get into a nice little breath work practice. I like that.
Let's try that.
Yeah, I like that.
I also want to, I completely agree with you. I would love to do all of that. But I do want to highlight one romantic thing. I think this is like the first big romantic thing you did for me. It was, I think, my 26th birthday. Mm-hmm. I guess my first birthday with you. And I don't remember how it like started. I think I was like in the room and you told me to like wait with my eyes closed or something like that. And you put me on like the scavenger hunt to like find this gift. And each like little thing like took me to another. And it was just like, and I had to like think and figure out like what you're talking about. But these were, I still have them. They were like really good clues, and they were like really thoughtful, and like were tied to like memories we had with one another in this house, or with the things that we had in the house. And you also like cooked me this delicious salmon, just completely naked. All you had on was an apron. I just thought it was just so cute, and I saw you just went out of your comfort zone for that too, and it was just so sweet. And I also just like knew deep down, I knew we've never done this for anybody else.
I'm sure it showed.
So you definitely have, you know, you definitely have romance. Mm. And that was just, that made me feel so special.
Yeah.
And even if the scavenger hunt, like I got this beautiful gold necklace. I actually need to get clean because I wanna wear it. I got this beautiful gold necklace from you, and it meant so much to me. It meant a lot. It meant a lot. It meant a lot, just the thoughtfulness of it, the meaning behind the necklace, the coordinating with my sister to figure things out, and mm-hmm. just the writing of the notes, the hiding them, like it was just the effort and just the stepping outside of the comfort zone. Like if I didn't get you know, gold at the end of it, I would have been, and it was a stuffed animal or something, you know what I mean? Like, and if it was a note saying like, now go to the oven, and then that's the meal, like, you know what I mean? Like, even just that, like just the thought process that you went through to get there was just so beautiful to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to do more of it. And I'm excited that we are in a space in our relationship where we can start thinking about those things. And because that's also a luxury. Because mm-hmm. we know what it's like to be plagued by stuff.
Yeah.
Where you can't even get to that part of your brain of just like, huh, I guess romance exists.
Yeah. But for, I think about those people who haven't been exposed to romance, whether experienced it for themselves, somebody giving them some type of romantic gesture, or them, you know, doing it for somebody else, or seeing it in their life. It's not easy. Like, because if I didn't find you, I'd just still be out here just not romancing. It makes me think, can you even romance with someone like you're just dating? Or you have to be like in love and like be in a committed relationship in order to be romantic?
No, I definitely think that you can, but I think just the weight and the type of it is different. I think there's a lot more impressing that needs to happen because it's a part of courtship.
Mm.
And I think that romance should happen in courtship. I think it's very necessary. And I also think that it sets a tone that then keeps the momentum because then you have a reference point. But I think that when you're in a committed relationship, or I should say a long-term relationship, the way you romance, the type of romance, it shifts. And it doesn't always have to be so grand. I think the grander stuff kind of happens in the newer parts of relationships.
Mm-hmm. I really wonder, and not to throw the men under the bus at all when I ask this question, but I really wonder what percentage of men do romantic gestures purely to express their love for their woman and nothing more. Not because it's a specific day, not because they're trying to invoke a specific response from her and make her feel a certain way for whatever, or not because maybe they fucked up, you know, or they've been lacking and they need to pick it up, but purely just, I am inspired to do this thing or get this thing for my woman because I just love her. And I don't want anything in return. I don't want this to be a receipt that I can use later to get something. No, I just love her and I want to do that. I don't know. Cause us men, like, we don't talk about romantic shit that we do with our woman and like how it made us feel by doing it. Like, I feel like that's a conversation that women have if they're being romantic for their man. And like, y'all would be in a group chat talking about what you did or like planning it. Hey girl, what do you think I should do with this? And like, it's like a thing for y'all. Y'all probably get excited about that. I feel like when we do romantic stuff, we might just kind of breeze through what we did or talk about it just so that we can just tell our boys kind of like, yeah, so I did this. I took her here. Then we did that. And then we did that. Yeah. To like brag or just like to just highlight. Yeah. I treat my woman good. But like, not to like, yeah, I really love the shit out of her. Yeah, so I did this for her and I did that. And oh, it just felt so good to see her so happy. Like, I've never heard nobody talk to me about romance in that way. So I just really wonder, like, how pure are our romantic gestures on our end? I really wonder that. Because I don't know. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know either.
I don't know, guys. How romantic are you out there? Are you just trying to get your dick wet? Are you just trying to put a smile on your woman's face so she leaves you alone when you got something you want to do? Or do you really love your woman? Ask yourself that question. Hit me in my DMs and we could talk about it, because I want to know. I really love it. I would really love that.
Let us know in the comments. I want to see too.
Yeah.
I think that it's like those, I messed up, so I'm going to do this romantic grand gesture. Like, please save it. I'm not interested.
Yeah, like, I haven't done shit in a while, so let me do this for you kind of thing.
Not even that. Like, no, you messed up. Like, you did something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're trying to get out the doghouse. Like, that doesn't... Like, I'll accept it, but, like, it didn't shift where you were standing, at least for me.
Right.
It's like, how dare you do this dumb thing and then think that buying me these ruby earrings is going to do something. Like, right. It's just not.
Right.
I'll still take the rubies, though.
I'm gonna work on not expecting, but like desiring romance from you and like expressing the kind of romantic things that I would like. So I need to tell you, because I don't even know. So I know you, it's gonna be hard for you to know, because I don't know what I want.
I also think that it's okay to, I think that some people look at romance like it has to be something that you just did yourself. I think even just the act of like, hey, I want to do something for you. Like, what can I do for you? What would you like? I think that's just as romantic too. Like, just checking in. And then you do that enough and you get to a point where you don't have to ask anymore. And then you're on a different, like, realm of romance. So just like, I know you so well. You don't got to say anything.
Because I always think about it like, there has to be an element of surprise, or like, I was smart enough or equipped enough to do this by myself, and I didn't need you.
But you're not equipped.
Not initially. Yeah, it comes over time.
Exactly. So I think let's start our romance era now and do that with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like, okay, what would you like? Okay, let's go do that together.
Yeah.
I give it like, I feel like if we're consistently doing it, I feel like in like 3 years we could just. Maybe 5. We could really just like soar off with it and really just be like, I know you so well. Like, now I'm equipped. Now you're just always surprised.
I was gonna say like a year of really doing it, but maybe longer. Again, I don't know. But let's go for it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna take you a year to know what you want.
Oh, the year for me to know what I want.
Us both, I think. I say 3 to 5, not because, you know, we're just incapable, but just I think it just gives like real time and proper history of, okay, well, we tried the traveling thing, we tried the gifting thing, we tried the random picnic thing, you know. It's like now you're accumulating different types of romantic gestures where you can now branch off.
Okay, so I was gonna ask at some point, like, kind of, I guess, yeah, more specifics of what are deemed romantic gestures. But I really feel like it could be anything. It's really just depending on the people.
It's, and like, yeah, and yeah,
and what it means to that specific person. Like, for instance, I might think it's romantic if you clean my sneakers. If I'm gone working throughout the day or whatever, and then I come home and then all my kicks are brand spanking new clean. If I'm a sneakerhead, for instance, I'm like, God damn, she loves me. She got her hands and knees, took the toothbrush out, and cleaned my kicks. Damn, thank you. That is so romantic. Not that I personally need that, but somebody out there probably likes that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could be whatever. So I won't even ask that question. I think that is up to those involved to learn each other and connect with each other and figure out what it is that the other person would like, and figure out what they would like that would make them feel good to give and to express to their partner romantically.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better about this conversation. I thought I was going to feel like shit from my lack of romance.
No. No, definitely not.
I'm inspired.
I feel inspired too. And I think that our first like step in this let's be more romantic with each other journey is just allowing ourselves to be ignorant but intentional with this process and being open to learn.
That could be romantic, learning together.
I want to learn more about you. Even as you learn more about you, I want to learn about what will make you feel extra special so I can do it for you.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too.
Got some romance in the works for you.
Ditto.
Well, y'all, we've been romancing it up. I wish we had some violins. Maybe we'll throw some violins on this. We'll play some violins as we leave out today.
Like, I wouldn't mind violins at the place, but I just don't want it at my table. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Okay.
No violins at the table.
Just like they're standing over us. Like, this is weird.
They're just singing to you?
It's like, am I supposed to look at them while they sing? Or do I?
Yeah, you're supposed to look all surprised. Oh my God.
And they're singing like for 5 minutes. Am I still looking at them? Do I look at you?
Look at me.
Do I continue to eat?
They just look at me and we eat and we look in each other's eyes and we hold hands, we kiss.
But then they're like, drive with a fly.
They're just music at that point. They're just music.
But they're right there.
I'm going to do it.
Like this.
I'm going to do it one day.
Do it. Let's see how I feel.
Yes.
I've never had it done, but it just looked like trauma.
It's got to be good music though. Yeah. We're gonna do that. Romance. You gonna romance me?
I'm gonna romance the hell out of you.
Romance for the man. Cause we don't get enough romance.
Romance for the man.
Yes. So thank you, y'all. Hopefully y'all have romance in your life. And if you don't, it's never too late. Fellas, hang in there. We're gonna get our romance too. And make sure you have intentional, pure romantic gestures for your person.
Yes, and also remember that romance doesn't have to mean you're spending this obscene amount of money. It could just mean that you are inspired to, or you thought of, or you just really want to show that you care about this person. It can be as simple as that.
Right. Romance does not equate to dollars.
At all.
It's about the intention. So thank you very much for tuning in. I feel like we learned... as we all learned.
Yeah.
I love when we do it like that. When I learn something from our own episodes.
Yeah, I definitely learned a lot too.
Yeah, and I feel closer to you. Yeah. I feel like this was a romantic episode. I wish we had some flowers. I'd give you some flowers right now.
I appreciate the thought.
Yes.
How romantic.
But thank you all for tuning in to another episode. We got plenty more in store for you. I was excited about another episode. So make sure y'all tune in next week because that's when it's going to be a good one. It might not be quite so romantic. I'll leave it at that. But make sure y'all check out all of our podcast platforms. Make sure you connect with us on Instagram, connect with us on TikTok, connect with us on YouTube, and everywhere else. Where else can they connect with us?
Spotify,
Apple Music, all that good stuff. And if you want some assistance with your romantic connections, holla at B.
If you want to take your intimate or romantic journey to the next level, you can hit me up at b-intimate.com. That will be in the show notes. It's also in all of our bios. Also, please remember that Amir and I are also doing coaching together. So if you want to get both the masculine and feminine perspectives of what's going on in your love life or your sex life, we are here for you.
We are here for you.
Unless it's about romance, we're figuring it out ourselves.
But yes, stay tuned because we might just have some romance for you as well.
We'll give you romance updates.
Yes, there will be some romance. Matter of fact, we got some romance cooking. We're going to have some romantic things in the works real soon. We got to keep that under wraps for now. But we love y'all very much. Thank you so much for checking out another episode of Both Sides of the Bed. Until next time, stay tuned for the sexy.
Stay tuned for the sexy.